Bennett Sullivan is a wonderful banjo player. Now, he was on this show. Gosh, I looked back on the archives on Unreal Bluegrass. He was on the show in February of this year. Bennett had contacted me after the show had been up for a while and said, hey, I'm a banjo player up in the Northeast area right now, originally from North Carolina, living up in the Northeast. I have an album. Well, you know, send it to me because I like banjo music. A lot of this program is geared around banjo music. That's just my personal preference. Send me this great album. And as soon as I got it, I said, Bennett, we have to talk. So he came on in the, I think, the second week of February. By the time he came on that show on Saturday Live, he had been hired by Steve Martin to do the work, kind of work out the musical version of Bright Star. And I say the musical version of Bright Star. There's only one version of Bright Star, but it emanates from the album that Steve and Edie Brickell did called Love Has Come For You. And they took a lot of those songs and made a story wrapped around some of it, probably wrote some new stuff I don't know yet. But so he had just been contacted. He made the announcement on this show that, hey, I'm working on Bright Star. He was very excited. Well, right now he's in California getting ready for the show, the world premiere. He'll be out there through November 3rd. So Bennett also has a really neat teaching idea for iPhones, for teaching banjos, called Listen and Learn. And we've been wanting to talk about this for a while. We just didn't work it out. But last night we recorded late for me. Late for him because he'd been working all day on I can imagine, Broadway-type musical productions being very, very stressful and very demanding, and I think it is. And, of course, he's working for a guy that's, you know, probably a really tough boss anyway, just between you and me. So, yeah, very late last night we hooked up. He was very tired. We talked about the new Listen and Learn app for iPhone. I don't have an iPhone, but I might get one now. I don't have an iPad. I probably should now. We'll talk about Bright Star. We'll talk about his Listen and Learn method of teaching banjo. It's a great day to be on Unreal Bluegrass. Well, I'm very happy to have back today to Unreal Bluegrass Bennett Sullivan. Bennett, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know, I looked back at the archive page for Unreal Bluegrass. It was February of this year when we first talked, and that's when you just had the album out. You sent it to me, and I loved it right away, and I said, man, we have to talk. It's been that long. So I still play the music. You've had a lot going on in your life since February of this year.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on since then. It's just beginning the Bright Star workshop at that point, too.
That's right. Well, you know what? Oddly, you mentioned that. On that day, on that Saturday, you had just been selected the day before or just gotten the news that you were going to start doing the workshop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you actually announced on that show that day that you had just been picked for it. And you were pretty excited about it.
Of course, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about Bright Star. So hold that thought for a second, and we'll get back and explain on that. But I also, we've been chatting a little bit or passing messages about an iPhone application that you, I don't know how you come up with applications, but you have an iPhone application that you've been working on that is now available, I think, for teaching people to play banjo. Is that right?
Yeah, that's one of the things that's been going on. I'm actually taking a lot of my time up. For the past couple months, or past 5 or 6 months, it's actually the one that's released right now is an iPad app, and it's called Listen and Learn.
Okay.
Yeah, and the developer and I, the developer's his name is Jiří Markolau, or I can't even pronounce his name. He's a Czech developer, and he's made the Banjo Rolls Trainer, and some other bluegrass apps, the Bluegrass Songbook, available for iPad and iPhone. And so I got in touch with them, I don't know, 6 months ago, and I just pitched them this idea of us working together on this app called Listen and Learn, which is based on a teaching method that I've come up with. And he was into it, and now we're partners, and he's so much fun to work with. It's been a great relationship. And we have started... Well, we've finished a couple other apps for iPhone and iPad that I can explain in a bit, I think.
Now, are you into the technical end of this, or that's why you hire, we'll just call him Jerry. That's why you contact Jerry, because he works out the technical part with it. You come up with the idea. Okay, cool. All right.
I just had the idea for it, and I got in touch with him, and he was like, yeah. And he does the design and programming, and I do... the tab and the music for it.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's,
and the marketing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's tell me about what you got going on. Then we've got the one that's released for iPad use, but what are the other issues that you're dealing with?
So the other ones are called Pocket Lick.
Pocket Lick.
They're really simple. Like Listen and Learn is pretty complex, and it kind of ties into my teaching method of learning by ear and learning tab by ear, but combining audio with tablature, but also like kind of blanking out some of the measures in the songs. And those are the parts where you actually have to figure it out by ear, and you can play the notes to the app, and it will tell you if you got the right note or not. And then you'll get stars, and then we had it so you unlock songs, but we actually just released it so you just get all the songs up front. But I think it's a really unique and cool learning tool.
Well, I have a lot of those different books laying around my house, including the very first Earl Scruggs book. So what you're telling me, though, is something I've never encountered before. You're talking about, if I can just kind of try to summarize real quick, you have a program that will give you, I guess you can adjust how much of the song that you get, and then you have to figure out the rest of it. Is that how it works? Is it adjustable as far as how much information you get on the listening end?
Well, no, it's actually already set up.
Okay.
So, like, there's 16 measures in Reuben, for instance. And so I'll blank out some of the notes in the second measure, and then I'll blank out the whole measure, the whole fourth measure. And essentially, we've covered them up with things that we call bubbles. And so if you get the app, you can actually click on the bubble, and it opens up a little dialogue where you can loop the section and actually slow it down or speed it up, depending on what you need to do to figure out the notes. And then you click a little microphone button, and it prompts you to play the note. And so you play the note that you think is the right one, and if it is the right one, then you get a super or great job, and you go on to the next note.
Okay.
And then once you get all of the notes in one bubble, then the bubble clears and the tab is displayed. So you have, at the end of transcribing all the notes, you have a full transcription of the piece.
And in the process, the listener has to fill in these notes, like you said, more or less by ear.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I've never, how'd you come up with that idea? And you use that, and just to bring everybody up to date, Bennett was on back in February. Bennett's a fabulous banjo player, in my opinion. And I love the music that you sent me. And so what you're talking about now is a method of teaching banjo. There's tablature methods, there's all kinds of listening methods, and what you have is kind of a hybrid between those two. So you've come up with it. You teach this way, I guess, as you give personal lessons also?
I do. I mean, I've encountered that so many people have trouble, learning by ear, just doing it, dropping tab cold turkey and being able to understand, how to take out these notes. Like, it seems like so difficult for a lot of people. And I wanted to find some common ground between using tab but also learning your ear. So this idea kind of developed from a person, like a in-person lesson that I was doing. I was like, well, I don't want you to rely solely on the tab, because I do. I give tab, and I give recording, and then like a rhythm track recording to all my students, so they can, use the tab, but they can also, I encourage them to use the recording more. So I started this thing. I was like, well, I want to make sure that you don't use the tab the entire time. So I'm going to delete some of the notes in the song. And so you're going to have to fill those in. You can write them in if you want with a pencil, but I think the best way for you to do it is to just memorize it. And a lot of my students did that, and, I mean, the results were awesome, like great results. And they were so much happier with this method. They were like, wow, I'm actually using my ears to learn music. It was a pretty cool thing for a teacher to witness.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. When I was very young, the only real teaching method was that available to me, and I was in between that age where the guys would just do the needle lifting all the time, as Herb Peterson called. He was a needle lifter. Well, I wasn't that primitive, and I wasn't smart enough to figure it out. But Earl's book was what I had, and I learned all those things without really hearing the music. And I got to where I would look at a sheet of music and hear it. A sheet of tablature and hear it.
Right. But, yeah, I do that too.
You that's pretty neat too, and just by looking at it. But I never had that attempt. I never had that effort you're talking about to try to fill in those notes by my ear. And after a while, you kind of figure out what licks they're going to be. But I just think it's a really neat concept. I get totally what you're saying, and I think it's. And so now you've taken that personal teaching method, and you're saying you've made it into an app for iPad and all. And that's just that's a neat. That's a, that is a neat idea. Good job. Good job.
Thanks.
So it's
been really fun.
Is it so it's available now, and if someone wants to go search it up, they can download that to an iPad application?
Yep, it's an iPad app, and it's on the App Store right now. It's called Listen and Learn Banjo.
Okay.
And we have a website, www.listenandlearnapp.com.
Okay.
And that's going to include all of our apps. And it's got the one that I'm going to tell you about right now
on the
website.
All right.
So the one we have right now is called Pocket Lick. Well, we have it right now. We just haven't released it. So we just finished both of these apps. We've made one for banjo and one for guitar. And Pocket Lick is a really simple app. It's just a video of me playing a lick slow and then tab right under the video and then a little blurb describing the lick saying, you know, Earl used this and a live at Carnegie Hall to kick off the White House blues or whatever, you know. And then there's going to be a faster audio track so you can hear it in the full speed. And so that's it. That's the layout. One page, really simple. You're not going to be clicking around a lot. And it's a list of, we've got 33 licks in the banjo app and then 30 licks in the guitar app.
Okay. Now, is it just that you watch them there? You're playing them and someone watches you play them and then also connects with the sound if you say this is the opening to White House Blues or whatever. Is that how it works? It's a video of you or is there more than just you playing?
It's just a video of me slowly playing it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's like a little blurb that is text.
Okay.
Underneath that says, you know, what the lick is and stylistically where you could use it.
Okay.
Just something little that, you know, helps people understand the perspective.
And is it called Pocket Lick? Why? Because it's more applicable to a phone, to an iPhone application use, or just because it's a shorter?
Well, it's called Pocket Lick because, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you have like this list of licks on your phone in your pocket.
Okay. Right.
But it's for iPhone and iPad. So it's universal, which means you can use it on your iPad. And when you download it for iPad, or if you download it for iPhone, you automatically get it on your iPad if you have one.
Okay. That's cool. I like that. What else is cool? You mentioned a couple different things you're working on.
Well, right now, those are the only two things, two apps, actually, we've been working on. The Pocket Lick one and the Listen and Learn app.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's been keeping us busy. But we do have plans to, you know, do different instruments, do fiddle, mandolin, you know, maybe even bass, for both of these apps, for Listen and Learn and Pocket Lick. And we do have, we're talking about creating a subscription website for these apps so you can, you know, have constant access to all the licks and keep updating it, you know, on a regular, like, weekly or monthly basis.
That's cool. So like, yeah. Maybe if you got enough requests for a certain tune or a lick, you could go ahead and make that available, and they could just access it through that same listen and learn.
Exactly.
Oh, cool. That's
exactly.
Great.
And my idea is to have, you know, say, you know, I can get Illiflex to, you know, write out and record 10 of his licks, to have like a Bailiflex lick package of like 10 of Bailiflex and a little video of him introducing the licks. You know, that's one of my ideas, is to have like these kind of artist, I don't know how you say it, but
nice. Yeah, so you would see Bela do it, and you would have, you know, Tony Trischka or maybe Noam would put one on there for you, so just kind of have these.
Exactly, yeah. like these little packages of, like, the artist doing it. Because everybody wants to know, like, oh, man, how does Bela do that lick in, like, you know, Whitewater? It sounds so cool. I wish I could, like, figure that out, and you can, like, kind of break it down for people. As opposed to me just, I like, you know, I've made up some of these, like, some of them are from me transcribing Earl Scruggs or whoever, but, or just, like, come from me playing for 10 or 11 years and coming up with my own mix or coming up with whatever. So it's cool for people, I think, to connect with what these more famous artists are doing. And I think that's going to get people really excited about it.
That's neat. Well, that's a neat so you've been working on it and you have some of the physical applications are there. But when did you come up with this idea? It wasn't this year, was it?
It was this year, yeah.
Really? Okay. Well, you're moving fast on that.
It's been moving fast. It developed super fast, and he's so great to work with. And, I mean, it's been really, really great.
Cool. Well, I remember we were sending messages about maybe you would come back on and talk about it. I thought, it was awfully quick, and I wondered to myself how long you've been working on this, because I don't think we talked about this in February.
No. It was because I don't think... Oh, I did. I had the idea when I was doing the workshop, because I was talking to people about the idea, like, you know, I want to create an app for this. Like, some of the actors, I was telling them about my idea.
Yeah.
But I had not talked to the developer yet. Like, okay. That had not even happened. So I wasn't sure that it would even happen at that point. I was just like, you know, this is a dream of mine to make this, you know, an app.
Neat. That's neat. I think it sounds like a great idea, and everyone can find that. If they just Google Listen and Learn, they're probably going to be able to find what we're talking about, right?
They should Google Listen and Learn Banjo.
Banjo. Listen and Learn Banjo.
Okay. There's a couple other bands out there called Listen and Learn.
Okay.
That we didn't realize after we named it, made all the graphics and website stuff. Okay. Yeah, Listen and Learn Banjo.
Okay. Well, and you've been working on that, and the only reason that you've had to kind of slow down the more developmental sides of those is tell people what you're doing now. I know where you're at, but what are you doing now?
Yeah, so I've had to slow down all that because I'm in San Diego right now rehearsing for the world premiere of Bright Star, written by Steve Martin, the comedian, writer,
genius,
et cetera, and Edie Brickell.
You know, when he was on this program last, it was probably 2013, because The Love Has Come For You was just coming out. And that I know that he mentioned something. He was very, very hush-hush about it then because the concept wasn't fully developed. And it isn't just the music from Love Has Come For You. There's a story that's been woven around it. And it was like it was so new he didn't want to breathe, you know, talk about it much. But I don't want to get into any plot issues. But you got chosen, I'll just speed up. You got chosen back in February to start working on it to see how it was going to work out. And now you're out there in San Diego. You're actually getting ready to perform it in the world premiere. And what are you doing? I know you play banjo. You found out that you sing a little bit, right?
That has actually been cut for me.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
I'm not singing anymore. And I did in the workshop. I actually had a line I was like really proud about. The line that I was, you know, I had to say at the end.
What was your line?
And,
what was your line?
My line was hello.
And they cut hello?
Yeah, that's all.
They couldn't leave hello in?
Yeah, well, they restructured the whole thing, and some of the characters are completely different than they were in the workshop. But, I mean, like I'm saying right now, there's been a lot of changes happening since the workshop, and the script is some parts of the script and story are, well, the story is essentially the same, but the script, I mean, some of it has been completely reworked. And it's really like maturing at the show. I think it's really cool to see.
Well, you know Steve Martin, you know, and I don't know Edie at all. I just know Steve and haven't talked to him and met him once. But he's very serious about this.
Oh yeah, this is his baby right now.
Yeah.
He's always like looking at the script when they're doing scenes. Always getting on me about the banjo parts, which is good because I want to play him really, you know. Like Steve would do it. You know, he wrote all the banjo parts for it, so I'm going to do it kind of legit. But, I mean, he's really, really into it, going for it all the way. I mean, it's really, really cool to see. It's very inspiring.
He's a very nice man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's super nice, very generous, and creative, talented, amazing. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. Let's weave this back into Listen and Learn. Is he gonna have a Steve Martin lick on there, played by Steve Martin?
I'm trying to get him to make one for me.
He'll do it.
He says he doesn't have any licks, but I know he.
Sure he does. Well, sure he does.
I know.
His style to me has developed a lot in the last since he started playing. You know, to be performance ready. I think his playing has improved dramatically. Not that he was horrible before, but I think that he's really gotten serious, and I think he has developed his own style. I think it's very recognizable. So, yeah, he can do some licks for it. He'll do it.
I know. I actually showed him Pocket Lick today, and he was really into it.
Oh,
and
cool.
I told him I wanted to get some licks from him, but he is resistant to it. I don't think he doesn't think that he has any licks, but he definitely does.
He's got licks.
Yeah.
So you are from the Northeast, right?
Well, I live in Brooklyn. I'm from North Carolina originally.
Right. Okay, that's right. I remember that. And you were so now you're in San Diego for how long? You're working on getting ready for this premiere of Bright Star. You're just living out there for how long then?
I'm living there until November 3rd. Or living here until November 3rd.
And what, you're like working every day at this job?
Oh, it's Tuesday to Sunday, 6 to 10 every day.
Wow.
Yeah. But we get Mondays off, and that's just, you know, 6 to 10 is just for the rehearsals right now. So once it gets into tech, it's going to be probably a little bit more, but then after opening night, it's going to slow down rehearsal-wise, and then we'll be just be doing the shows.
Have you ever performed in a play like this before? Have you ever performed in a musical?
Yeah. It's actually funny, the first serious show I did was in Greensboro Triad Stage, and it was a show called Beautiful Star. So I don't know. I guess I'm just doing the star shows.
Well, I don't know how many more there are, but
yeah,
I'm sure you can find a few more. Yeah, before we went on the air, you're going to get a visit from your wife. That'll be good. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, man, you've had a long day. I appreciate you being available to do this. I know you've been working all day, but I wanted to talk to you about the listen and learn and the all the stuff you're doing for the innovations for teaching, which I can tell you this. I see all these methods of teaching, and all of them are good. Some are better than others, but this is really different and unique, and I think it has a real spot for those people who want to learn from TAB or can learn from TAB, but also you want them to use their own ear to figure out what the next note. I think it's great because they also have to fit it into the role. They just can't find the note somewhere on the wrong string. It's got to fit in the same pattern.
Exactly, yeah. Thanks for those words. I mean, yeah, I really believe that learning by ear is the way to learn this music. And so Listen and Learn brand kind of takes on that thought and kind of puts it into, you know, action in a way.
Yeah, well,
and I hope it helps a lot of people. I mean, that's the goal. We've made these apps really, you know, designed to help intermediate players right now. We're going to get into beginner and advanced at some point, but right now it's there's some beginner stuff on the Listen and Learn iPad app, but it's really designed for intermediate players that want to get better at learning by ear and are not sure how to do it, but also want to increase their repertoire and, you know, learn good practice strategies and everything. So I really hope it helps people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really impressed. I didn't know what it was, and I'm glad that you explained it to me because I knew you told me you had this app available, and I think it's really neat. I really like what you're discussing, and I think that it's going to be real helpful to a lot of people and then set them on that path of learning with their ear as they go forward.
Right, yeah.
Cool, all right. Listen, man, I know you've had a really long day, and even though I'm going to play this in the middle of a Saturday afternoon, but you've been working all day, and I appreciate your time, and you need to rest and get ready for what's coming up tomorrow, because I know you're working tomorrow, too.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, Bennett, anytime, buddy. Listen, good luck on the Bright Star, and just keep moving, and I'm going to look up Listen and Learn as soon as we get off here. I'm going to Google it myself. All right, man.
All right, awesome. See ya.
All right, bye.